You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
You're hanging out with two divas and a margarita, and I am Diva Tosh.
And I am Diva Cass. And guess what? It's the Christmas season.
Oh, my goodness.
Holiday time.
We are seven days away? 8 days away?
That close, huh?
Oh, it's too much too soon.
I love Christmas. I feel a little bad, though.
Why?
I have not done any Christmas shopping.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Serious. Well, I mean, I haven't done any Christmas shopping either, but
I was going to give love on Christmas Day.
Just and it's free.
But
give love on Christmas Day.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to do.
Well, you know what? Thank God somebody wrote a song about it. Otherwise, but, you would have been struggling with what to give.
It's tough. And that's what I want to talk about today is the Christmas season, the stresses of the holiday.
It's a lot of them.
It's a lot of stress.
Yeah, I think we need two hands for that.
What is Christmas about? What is it supposed to be about?
Isn't it supposed to be about? I failed that test at school.
Nick knows. Nick, what is Christmas about?
It's about spending money.
No, what is it supposed to be about?
Nick got it all.
Nick,
wrong.
Who do you have with you? Nick has a friend here with him today. Who do you have with you, Nick?
Hi, my name's Henry.
Henry, what's up?
Hey, Henry.
Just hanging out, guys.
Just hanging out.
I like that.
Spending a little time.
Henry is hanging out with us.
Yeah, I know. I thought.
What are you drinking, Henry?
I've got whatever. There's a tap over there with some beer in it, and I don't really know what it's called. But
so you just took a chance and hoped that it was real stuff.
Exactly.
This stuff will kill you.
Yeah, turns out it is real. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think there's any poison in it.
And Tosh, what are we drinking today?
We are drinking Chardonnay in our margarita glass.
Yeah.
So we're 50% right.
Yeah, we are. It tastes, it's really good too. Yeah. But since no one here knows, and I'm a little ashamed of this room right now that no one knows what Christmas is supposed to be.
All jokes aside, I just remember, isn't it supposed to be celebrating the birth of Jesus?
Yes. It's about, or Jesus, if you're Hispanic. Or
Jesus.
But it's about.
Can you spell that?
J-E-S-U-S.
Okay.
It's supposed to be about celebrating the birth of Jesus and giving.
Yeah.
Because supposedly there's a lot of giving on that night.
And it doesn't always
those
have
wise
to be
men came.
Giving. They sure did.
They came a long way and they gave some
they
stuff.
They gave.
They did. And so that's what it's supposed to be about.
And you said you like the Christmas season, right?
I like it. I like the decorations. Mm-hmm. I like to see the trees, the lights, the bows, just all the holiday stuff.
You know what? Anybody that doesn't know Cassie the way I do, she loves to celebrate every holiday.
Not everyone.
But she's, I got to give it to her. She's good at that. You go from the Halloween.
I started Halloween. I really like Halloween.
Right? And you decorate like with a holy.
Yeah.
100%.
I'm into it.
You give it all.
I do.
You do.
I like to see the house decorated.
Yeah.
My son acts as if he doesn't care. But I feel like if he came home one day and it was holiday time and I didn't decorate, he might feel some type of way about that.
He might call the people. Something's wrong with mom.
Yeah, he might call somebody. So it's supposed to be about giving and celebrating the birth of Jesus. But it has become about shopping and decorating, which I like to do, and cooking and drinking. Which that's kind of
right.
A good thing.
So. I'm not a cook, but I don't decorate like you do. And I'm hoping that one day I could get there.
You will. I have faith.
Yeah.
The Christmas spirit will hit you.
I don't do the Halloween thing. I turn my lights off.
The Christmas spirit will hit you.
Yep. And my kids are still like, are we ever putting up a Christmas tree?
Oh, they're I'm going to call the people on you. They're deprived.
But they do. They have a tree at their mom's, their grandmother's house. Both grandparents
not the
have trees.
Not the same.
Their sister has a tree. Their auntie.
Not the same.
Their dad has a tree. So I figure there's enough trees in their life.
Oh, my God. She's trying to get out of it, Nick.
But see, if I put it up, then I got to take it down. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of work.
It's not that much work.
It's
Okay, so the Christmas holiday, it's fun for some, but not for others. Some people are kind of miserable. Some people hate it. Some people are lonely.
I just feel like you're just calling me out right now.
if you're single and you don't have it, do you have somebody, Henry?
Yes, I
you,
do.
You do?
Uh-huh. I just actually moved into a house with my girlfriend not that long ago.
Ooh, big step.
Yeah, I guess so. I know. We kind of just did it. We're like, okay, now we're here, you know?
Let's do this.
Yeah. We actually, speaking of Christmas trees, like mm-hmm. we don't have an actual one, but we inherited a large plant from her dad, and we put Christmas decorations on
it. So that's the Christmas tree?
So, yeah, that's like our first. This is our prototype Christmas tree
okay.
for now.
Is
yeah.
it a plant, or is it like a Charlie Brown tree?
It's like an actual
it's
plant.
A real plant.
What's a Charlie Brown tree?
Stop
what,
it.
What is that? Is
oh
that
my
like
God.
A...
Have you ever
seen? Do you know what a Charlie Brown tree is?
I know what you
Nick,
I,
they don't know what a
Describe the Charlie Brown tree, Cass.
Look it up. Can you look it up, Nick? You never seen Charlie Brown Christmas.
I've seen the Haunted Pumpkin or the Great Pumpkin.
Charlie Brown.
Yeah, I've seen that one. Yeah, that's the only one that I've seen, though, personally.
How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I just turned 24. So, I don't know. I
thought
like,
everybody knew.
Yeah, I thought.
Okay, it's, because we're on radio or podcast mm-hmm. and not on YouTube, you got give a full description of the Charlie Brown tree.
If I would have to, it's just a skin. It's pretty much a twig.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Weirdly enough, that's closer to what it's like. Yeah. It's like a big palm tree thing, but it's like how like you could fit it in this room. Probably we have mm-hmm. high ceilings, so we can fit it. But mm-hmm. just kind of happened upon it. Her dad can't fit it anymore.
Nice.
It's a little bit more full than the Charlie Brown.
Yeah. Okay. That Charlie Brown tree is pretty pathetic.
I feel like when I put up my first tree, it's going to be the Charlie Brown tree. But it's a start.
It's a start.
It'll be a start. Yeah.
Okay. So, do you have a tree up, Nick?
No.
Nick, are you being a Scrooge?
Yeah.
What? Nick.
No, not a Scrooge, but
Nick is the Grinch.
I'm not even the Grinch, but I don't know what to decorate. Or
you don't know.
How or...
Can I ask you something, Nick? I always want to ask you this. You just be honest or not. Are you high, Nick?
What do you mean? Right now?
Like right now, are you? Are you a little high?
Okay. No, wait.
He
I'm
said
mad
yes.
at Nick because
my client will not be answering any questions.
good. I like it, Nick.
He's like,
we don't mind here. But if that was your attorney, he's a little
he's
late on
good.
The draw.
But we have to say, Cassie has on the naughty Santa hat, and I have on the nice. But Nick took his hat off.
He took off his.
I don't like that.
Yeah,
like but
I feel
okay.
like he should wear it through the whole.
I
session.
Feel like he should too, but. He is the engineer guy. He could do what he wants to do.
He can do it. Exactly. He's running the show.
I'll wear it if you guys want.
Okay,
yes,
go ahead. Somebody
you,
can wear it.
I'll wear the hat.
Thank you, Henry.
Thank you, Henry.
Aw, oh, man, Nick.
Yeah, I'll take one. I'll be.
I got to clap for Henry.
No, it's always my favorite.
And you can hear the bell. You can hear the bell.
Yeah.
Somewhere around here.
I got to take a picture of that. Okay, so the holidays are, it can be stressful, really fun for some people.
Yeah.
So you have to basically figure out how to get through this holiday time. And so, you know, there's company Christmas parties. Anybody have to go to a company Christmas party this year?
No. I didn't have to, though. But I have been giving a lot to people, so.
You have been
that's
giving?
One thing, yes.
Okay, so
like, what are you giving, Nick?
The spirit of Christmas.
I try and spend money on people and then friends. And
okay.
Giving
that's
money
cool.
to people on
I'm
the street.
I'm your friend.
And, you know, traffic lights, you know, like.
Traffic.
If some people are standing there, uh-huh. and I give them
you
some money.
Really?
You
yeah.
know what?
So
that's
when you see
awesome.
A homeless person standing at the freeway
yeah,
ramp,
yeah.
In you
in your
give
car
them.
Too, like in your car, yeah.
yeah.
When you're stopped at a red light,
yeah,
you just kind of like
crazy.
Blow the horn and be like.
Do you just keep a bunch of singles with you?
Sometimes, yeah.
Kind of like a strip, going to a strip joint.
like making it rain.
No, so
awesome.
Let me ask you this.
That's
I didn't awesome. Know Nick
so
had this.
I'm not a Grinch in the bad
no,
way.
Not.
I just don't decorate anything.
Don't decorate. I do have a rule about decorating. What is it, Tosh?
You could decorate your house.
Yes.
But not your person.
Not your person.
Or your car.
Even though today I have on my Santa hat, it won't go further than this.
Okay.
But those people riding around with the antlers on the car and then,
and
my,
the red,
my sister's
some of them
one
have
of them.
The red nose, too.
I know. It's just bad.
No, it's very scary when a car like that is pulling up behind you and you look in your rearview mirror and you don't know what the hell you're seeing.
Is it Rudolph?
And that gets me so angry. I'm like, really?
Why would you do that? My sister does it every year. She decorates her truck with that, you know. And
not that there's anything wrong
with
that.
Not that there's anything. But I choose to not. I think you should not decorate your person so much.
I'm with you.
Just keep it to the house.
I'm with you.
But we have all these Christmas parties we need to go to. Family, company Christmas parties. So I went to a Christmas party last night.
Do tell.
It was my aunt's Christmas party. She gives a Christmas party every year, and I enjoy going. And so I showed up. So number one, I'm going to say this. When you go to a party, whether it's your family's Christmas party or any bring something, okay? Don't just show up empty-handed.
I agree.
Stop and get something. A fruitcake. A bottle of wine. Yeah.
The good old trusty fruitcake.
So you bring something. So I'm at her party, and my aunt, she'll probably kill me. I love her house. It's very beautiful, and she's very much into the Christmas.
Does she listen to Two Divas?
She has listened to Two Divas. But so she does decorates this huge house, and it's always really pretty. But she has this friend. This friend. So Tosh went to my aunt's Christmas party with me last year.
And it was a good time.
And there's this friend. And I think she's on the sauce. You know, who isn't a little tipsy? But she's one of those people who can be a little irritating, you know? And so last year I found myself saying, this chick about to get smacked. Well, she don't leave me alone. She was being a little, you know, aggressive. So I'm there yesterday, and I'm sitting at the table with my mom and my cousins, and she comes in, and first thing caught my eye when she came in, she comes up to the table and says, "I'm here."
She announced herself.
Yeah, she announced herself.
Just in case you didn't notice that she wasn't there.
She's like, "I'm here," but that's not even what was so bad. I look up, she has... shouldn't even be laughing. She has a walker and a neck brace on. I'm like, what the fuck? Mm-mm. It took everything within me, y'all. Everything I had to not laugh. Because my cousin's sitting there looking like, who the hell? What's, you know? Oh. And it was just a odd thing. So now my mind is wondering, what done happened to her? Because she's just drama anyway.
Was her person's... decorated?
No.
Okay.
Well, with a neck brace.
Does she have Christmas lights on
no.
the walker?
No. So you almost don't even want to ask. You don't. And so I didn't. Because, you know, don't ask questions to things you don't want to know. So somehow she zones in on me. And she's just like, how you been doing? And I can tell she's on the sauce. And I'm like, I'm okay. But you know what comes after that. You know your natural reaction to say, I'm good. And how about you? Or so she starts going into this whole thing about her vertebrae. I was like, I can't do this tonight. Half of it I didn't hear because Christmas music was playing, and she's standing there and she's a little on the sauce, and she's talking in this neck brace with a walker, and she's not even.
And you're supposed
old.
To take her.
And I'm supposed to sit there and really listen to this conversation. Come on, God, you're asking too much of me.
Somebody was playing a bad joke.
on me.
You were being punked.
I was being punked. I was like, this cannot be really happening. So she just goes on with this long, long, long story. And so I was like, okay. And then and my aunt is kind of standing over there looking at me like, she knows my patience is running thin with this thing here. So the lady, she finally goes away. And I look at my cousin and he's like, who the hell is that?
Yeah.
I said, you know who that is. She here every year. He's like, I don't know who that is. And I was like, that's aunt, you know, our aunt's friend. And he was like, well, she showed up and she said, I'm here. And I'm thinking, well, I'm here too. And I was here first. So this is the stuff you have to put up with at Christmas card. So number one, I think you show up with something.
Absolutely.
And number two, you drink because that could be your saving grace. Mm-hmm. But you have to know when to stop. Like, you can't get lit.
But you know, there's always that one relative that just does not know when to stop.
Yeah,
every year. Always.
You have one,
and it's the same one. Yeah, you got one.
Yeah, there's a 1 to 3 that it's like there's a cycle each year. It's like you got to watch out for one of them. You know,
1 to 3.
So is it an uncle or an aunt? Is it a cousin?
In my family, it's usually my grandpa. He'll get
grandpa.
Yeah, my grandpa. He's an older dude, but he does smoke weed and drink usually.
I like him.
No, he's cool, but he'll get a little beyond the point of you know, of recognition at a certain
grandpa
point. Yeah, grandpa, yeah, who'd have thunk. He just gets very like he wants to debate everything, like politics.
Oh,
like,
that was on my list too.
He's good looking though. He's like kind of. He's not like super. He's not very very old, so I can see him being.
Yeah, because he's only 24, so he can't be that. So all he's missing is a Santa suit.
Exactly.
To be the drunk Santa.
That would make more sense than what's
That's
happening.
That's great.
So does any of your aunts or uncles get upset with him? Does anyone get upset?
They do actually. Like. Not to a degree where they can't hang out with them, but it's like you'll go outside for a second or talk to someone. They're like, "Yeah, you see what's going on," you know. Yeah. Like they all kind of know. Like we deal with it or whatever, but it's always kind of a little, you know, a curveball at the holidays. Like, all right, let's.
Has he ever not done this?
Yeah, I'm sure there's a couple years that he hasn't, but I think lately the older that he's getting, like the less that he cares.
Oh, yeah. That's the good thing about getting older.
Yeah, yeah.
I like him.
I like him personally. I think he just likes
he's probably sitting over in the corner cracking up.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
egging him on. Yeah, yeah, Grandpa, go.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, you know what? You know, he's not trying to bother anybody. Mm-hmm. He just got no filter on what.
I like that too.
I think that's cool. Yeah, I mean, you gotta know when to rail it back every now and then. Yeah. But sometimes, you know.
So is there a grandma?
Yes.
Is she there as well?
Yeah, she's always there. She's usually kind of like. You know, kind of, you know, shaking her head.
She's been putting up with this for years.
She's been putting up with it. But yeah, it's like, you know, there's worse things to deal with. Then get a little too lit at Christmas.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, but it always makes it easier when you kind of know what's getting ready to go down.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Like, okay. So what is family Christmas like for you? Is there anyone without saying a name, that you just like are not looking forward to seeing?
Yeah, there's that one, but it's not a relative. But she walks in the house like she thinks she's a relative.
Kind of like this.
And this year, I'm not going to hug or kiss her when she walks up to me. Like, I'm just looking.
So how are you going to play it?
I'm just going to play it because I'm getting older, too, and I don't care.
So she's going to come up to you.
She always shows up. And, you know, she's kind of like the fifth Beatle. Do you guys remember on SNL?
Yoko.
Remember when Eddie Murphy he plays himself in the picture with the Beatles? He had these Beatles, and then he had Eddie Murphy. And he just always showed up. Yeah. Well, she's that person that always shows up.
And she's not a family member.
And she's not a family member, but I think she thinks she is.
So she's going to come and want to hug you and say, hey, Tasha.
No, I'm going to open the door and turn around and walk away. Be like, nah. Yeah. That's what I'm going to do.
Then she's going to be wondering what's up with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Does she get lit?
No. Okay. No, only the cousins get lit.
Oh, okay. So the older people.
And if you offer my father a drink, he'll take it.
Okay.
He'll take it. He never turns down a
so,
a
so we all, so we all know there's always that drunk relative. Mm-hmm. Nick, somebody getting lit at your family Christmas? Is it you? Yeah. Nick? Nick is getting high. Are you getting high at the family Christmas?
No. But two years ago, I got like kind of, I got pretty drunk.
Really? At Christmas?
Yeah.
So what happened?
It wasn't bad. It was just that I personally got drunk. I didn't do anything, but I just like lost.
Like stumbling drunk?
Yeah. Like, and then my... my great uncle, I guess, is who it is. They're in Toronto, and we went over there.
Hometown.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And it's sweet. Mm. But he was, like, giving me all this stuff. He's, like, all this, like, old school, like, just Italian type of liquor, like strawberry. All this cool stuff called grappa or whatever. And it was getting
so he
crazy.
Got you drunk.
Well, he like just blame enjoys like hanging out with me, and like he was like into it. Like he was like, oh, nice. So like, let's drink more. But then around 9:30, he like left to go to sleep.
Where did he go?
Santo.
Because he's really old.
Where's Uncle?
And then I was left there like super like drunk, so I kept drinking with Soph and yeah.
Well, okay. You know what's bad? We drank, but it's usually the cousins. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm the oldest cousin. Mm-hmm. And growing up, everybody used to be like, you got to set an example for all your younger cousins. Mm-hmm. But now... Not if my cousins are older.
You don't have
drink.
To set
I don't have
an
to
example.
Right. But okay. Usually I'm the one that drives the drinking. Mm. You know, they're See? Like, oh, Tasha's here. Yes.
Our leader.
Pull out the bottle.
Yeah, this year you have to get extra lit so you right. can, you know, yeah. relieve yourself of the designated right. driver position. You know,
I do have one in particular that just likes, he's like 20 years younger than me. Mm-hmm. But that's my drinking buddy.
Okay.
I'm not going to say no names, but yeah.
So you're Italian. Your background is Italian. Are you
I'm
Italian?
Greek. No, Greek. I'm Greek.
Okay.
But, yeah. I have a theory though, and I'm sure
Do
they.
Do tell.
I'm sure they won't listen to this show ever.
Yeah.
Really?
You hope?
You know this?
We're a multi-million
really
dollar business.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I won't.
We're big time.
Maybe
yeah.
I won't unravel my theory then.
I personally want to
yeah.
hear it.
I want to hear it too because you brought
yeah,
it up.
Yeah, you brought it up.
What's the theory?
It's a cool one because. They probably, I haven't mentioned it. I mentioned Toronto, I guess. But anyway, mm-hmm. but I feel like possibly his wife, my great aunt, mm-hmm. could have had like maybe an affair with like some type of Italian guy.
Oh.
Because she likes to cook all this Italian food.
And that's, like, so that's where you're coming from with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like
she's always like making all this cool Italian food mm-hmm. and like
and no Greek food?
Well, she does make the Greek food. Of course she does, but like some foods and or like and then she likes all this stuff, you mm-hmm. know.
So she had a fling with an Italian.
Maybe there's
pasta.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It could be a cool story.
I don't see how you get that from that.
Yeah, because it's the Italian food. It's
well, because same. I mean, we're Greek and it's not like there's any like rivalry, mm-hmm. but it's not like
how does she know how to cook all this
yeah,
stuff?
Right, mm. right.
It's not yeah. Like the pasta is just too good.
Yeah, it's yeah. good. It's like it's good. Yeah. It almost says Italian. You know?
It's good, auntie, but it's too good.
Well, you know, there's those family secrets we all talk about. Yeah. You know, we're going to do a show about family secrets one day. So maybe that could be a family secret.
Which
thing.
Is cool, yeah. yeah.
No just a side note, Toronto's got really good Greek food too.
Toronto, well, they oh, yeah. have a there's a big congregation of a lot of Greek people in Toronto. Mm-hmm. Danforth, like I had
oh,
a
yeah.
great time there. Yeah,
mm-hmm. okay,
awesome.
Yeah,
all right. So Tash, the company Christmas party. So we know we have to deal with the company Christmas parties. We have to deal with the family. The company Christmas party. Mm-hmm. You don't necessarily have to bring something.
You don't.
But you, I think.
But you got to remember, you're working with these folks.
You cannot get lit at the company Christmas party.
And everybody.
Like, why is it always that coworker? Why?
They just don't get it.
How do you not know that?
Everybody, you know, I feel like today, at this point,
it's corporate America.
Should know.
Don't
everybody
get
should
drunk
know.
At the company Christmas party.
Because you know when you go into the office the next,
they,
the next
everybody,
work day,
everybody's talking about
like,
you and whispering. So you want to not get lit there, and you also want to not overstay your welcome at the family Christmas party either, because I don't yeah. believe in staying all night long, and you know
I agree.
So at some point you got to call.
Some
it quits
point
and,
we, I
got
to walk
home.
You to the door.
You go home.
Don't think because you're drinking heavily you're going to spend the night.
Yeah,
that ain't going
to
happen.
Yeah. Try not to get
I'll
too
call
drunk.
An Uber for you.
Don't stay too late and keep the conversations light. You know. Stay kind of surface with the conversation. Yeah.
Like, don't
you
talk know? Politics.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
like
family.
Like last night, I was talking politics with my cousins, but it's my cousin.
Okay.
We don't necessarily share the same views on everything, but he's someone I know I can talk because I'm going to love him anyway. He's going to love me anyway. And we're going to hug and say, see you next year or next funeral or next
Christmas.
Whatever, you know, when we see each other.
Right.
But I would not do that with a coworker.
Mm-hmm.
Or just some random person at one of these parties. You know, you have to be very careful with that type of stuff.
Yeah, you got to use, what do they call it, couth?
Yeah, have some couth.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Don't talk politics.
Get some class,
dinners.
You know?
Absolutely.
So Christmas is supposed to be about sharing and giving, and it's become about, like we said, shopping and everything. And then you have to maneuver your way through these Christmas parties, and that's no fun. Sometimes it's fun, but... At mm-hmm. some point, it's like, okay, I gotta go.
You're gonna be mad at me for what I'm gonna say because this
no,
is one
I'm
of
not.
Those things that I don't like.
Uh-oh.
Do you realize, like, no matter what bar you go to mm-hmm.
or what party, they always play that, Cass, I'm sorry, that Mariah Carey.
I love it. You do know I love it.
when did she bring?
She is singing that song, and you know it.
But it's like
she's killing it.
It's that song that no matter where you go, I was at a bar on Friday in Dearborn, and there it was.
Well, why wouldn't it be?
I don't know. They obviously didn't see me walk.
It's All I Want for Christmas by Mariah Carey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my issue is when it's like in mid-November. I just like when you start hearing it then I'm like, come on, give it some time. Give it a rest.
How about end of October?
Yeah.
Those people that start
like Kmart, Walmart and stuff, like, you go in there.
Halloween is over and they start with
right
the Christmas.
They can't
come
they
on.
Skip
can we like do Thanksgiving no. first?
But let me tell you, so my son is 17.
Too much enthusiasm.
This is a pet peeve of his. He doesn't like Christmas songs, and this is why. He says, there's never any new ones. He's like, it's the same songs every year. But I thought that was the good thing about it.
That's what makes Christmas Christmas, because everybody knows the Christmas songs.
They do. He doesn't like it.
Neck and cold.
In the words of a teenager, it's stupid.
Just plain stupid.
Just stupid. Why are there no new ones?
Well, he's obviously going to have to put the pen to the paper. Mm-hmm. Start writing.
Okay. What do you have any Christmas tips for us?
Don't act like we're friendly at Christmas time when everybody wants to say Merry Christmas and you don't talk to me throughout the year.
Oh.
That really irks me. So because then I'm forced to smile at you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm forced to have to say Merry Christmas also, right back.
And you don't mean it.
You really don't.
Which is one thing Christmas is about, pretending to be interested in relatives you don't care that much about. You kind of have to fake it, don't you?
Maybe that's part of the meaning of Christmas.
That you being have to be, nice you at have that to be time nice of the year.
That time of the year, yep. That's part of it.
Because JC would.
Yeah, really would.
JC would be nice.
Oh, wait. I forgot one. Christmas cards that are mailed to you of their family.
Okay.
What am I going to do with that?
What is wrong with that?
Where do you put it?
On the mantle.
Do you keep it?
You line them up on the mantle.
So 10 years when you're decluttering your house and you see that picture, you can't remember who it is?
No,
like,
you.
Who the hell is this?
Dude, you were like reading my mind because me and my girlfriend have been
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Please don't do it.
No, I don't. No, because I had all these cards from like birthdays and Christmas and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, do they really like expect me to keep this? Like, what?
See?
There's a fire hazard. Like, I don't want this stuff in my house.
Throw it away after Christmas.
No, I look at the card and I appreciate it. I'm like,
I do struggle with what to do with any kind of cards. Christmas, birthday. I mean, how long do you keep them? It's like
is
a
there
long
a rule.
I don't know, but this stuff does start to clutter, you know.
Yeah, it does.
And then you do feel bad. Like I feel bad about throwing cards out, and I have so many. I need to just get rid of them because it's like somebody took the time to pick this out and give it to me.
Like the woman sits with her legs crossed and hands like this, and the man stands next to her with his hands on
this
her
is
shoulder.
One of your Christmas cards.
This is one of the Christmas cards.
And you don't know these people?
Nope. This year was the first year. If I don't know you.
Maybe it was addressed wrong.
You're getting shredded.
It's the neighbors. It was supposed to go to the neighbors.
I was like, I know it came to me. Oh, and of course, it's going to tell you what year the Christmas card came out. Because it's Merry Christmas 2015. And it's like, don't remember you.
So we've been talking about Christmas and some of the things, some faux pas, some things you shouldn't do, some drunk relatives. And we're going to take a break right now. And when we come back, we will continue on with the good things and the bad things about Christmas. Enjoy. And welcome back to Two Divas and a Margarita. That was a little bit of, what was that, Curtis Blow?
Curtis Blow.
A little bit of Curtis Blow way back. Yeah, we don't play. We go back.
We're serious
about going back. So back to our holiday special where we're talking about the highs and lows of Christmas. And during the break, you were saying something about having someone at Christmas time versus not having someone.
That's another thing that Christmas does. It makes people that have someone feel sorry for people that supposedly, quote unquote, don't have somebody.
But they shouldn't.
Right.
Because the people who don't have someone don't have to buy an expensive gift.
Exactly.
They're coming out on top.
I mean, we good. You know.
I think I had a little attitude. I was like, fuck y'all. We got somebody. Yeah. I got me.
And you could spend all the money on yourself.
And I could. There you go.
You don't have to run around buying some $200-$300 gift.
But Cass, do you buy yourself something for Christmas? Because I do.
Oh, I got a huge one coming.
Ooh, what you got?
I spent excessively.
What you got?
I'm not going to tell.
You're not going to tell?
No.
But no. You thought about you.
I did think about me. And I'm not ashamed of it.
There
but,
you go.
I was this particular item, mm-hmm. I'll say, I wanted it last year. And I didn't get it. And so this year, it kind of went on sale. And then I went online and they didn't have my size anymore. So I just really wanted this thing. I called around every place. I found it in Las Vegas.
Okay.
So
I found it though.
I found it at Caesar's Palace the Forums in Las Vegas and they're shipping it here.
Okay.
So hopefully when I get it, it's what I want. It looks like I hope it looks.
Because you're worth it.
I'm worth it, there damn it.
Yep.
You know, you got to do what you got to do.
That's it.
So now, so when I said I didn't do any Christmas shopping, I guess I did for myself. I didn't do it for others.
But you got it for number one. The number one person.
But my son
life.
Is easy and I know what he wants and I know I'm just going to run out and get it and maybe give him some money because he's 17. So,
okay.
You know, money, that's really what he wants.
Yeah.
I kind of didn't get my kids anything for Christmas.
Nothing?
No.
Like a zero?
Well.
Like a big fat zero?
You know what? No, it's not a zero. I lied, but not really. Because I told them ahead of time that I wasn't getting them anything for Christmas. Mm-hmm. But we did go to Universal Studios in October.
Yes. And you travel a lot.
Yeah,
you do take them on really nice trips.
Right. And we're going on a cruise in February.
Yeah.
So I told them, if I buy you nothing, I hyped them up to let them know that if I chose to buy them nothing, mm-hmm. they'd be okay with it.
Okay.
Because we're going on a cruise.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Alexis talked me into some Steve Madden boots that she'd been looking at. I was like, well, it did go on sale, mm-hmm. so I did buy her that. But now I feel like I got to give Ashley something to buy herself.
You have to.
But I'm like, this is not your Christmas. Mm-hmm. This is for you to do what you want with because I already spent the money on the vacation.
Okay. Well, that's fair enough.
And they were good with that. They
told
me.
So more on our surviving Christmas. Is there anything you don't like about Christmas?
Those folks that have the whole Christmas attire on, right down to the socks.
Hate Christmas socks.
Cass, it's too much.
Chris,
it's
I don't like them.
I don't like it.
Do you have Christmas socks?
No.
You don't own a pair.
I mean, what are the, are they like ones with like
Santa Claus, Rudolph?
Oh, no. I don't.
If you have socks with elves on it, I'm going to be so mad at you right now.
I don't have socks with elves. I do have some pretty, like, I take kind of pride in my sock collection because I do.
Yeah. Well, socks are kind of big for guys, like, now, the crazy socks and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And it's not like I went on a limb. I've inherited a bunch from, like, you know, when I'm, like, older than my dad or, like, you know.
Do you have a tie with red lights on it that blinks?
No. Okay. No,
well, he's 24.
I'm just asking. He might, you know? Yeah. What could be?
So wait a minute. You said you inherited socks from your dad?
From my dad and my grandpa.
Like what kind of socks are these?
It sounds weird now.
Is
that
it like
I'm
a white sweat sock?
I have some of those too.
Yeah.
Socks are like money, man.
What the hell is going on?
I think this is a guy thing that we don't know about.
I've never even heard of it.
Well, most, I think Nick can probably, he'd agree with me here that I don't take a lot of time to purchase things that I need, like socks or, you know, stuff like that that you don't think about. So I feel like my mom noticed that and my grandpa's got like way too many clothes. And you know, my dad's got a lot of clothes.
So they give them to you?
Yeah. So
they're clothes.
They're straight up clothes.
So
yeah.
You're wearing middle-aged men's clothes.
Yeah, I know. Like I said,
come
now
on,
that I'm
Henry.
Well, in my defense, I did just go and I bought myself some, like, I needed like long johns. I needed some warm socks.
Yeah.
So I got myself some.
I like
some
that you
those.
Call them long johns and not thermals.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. I'm not a scientist.
You know, that's cool. I can, you know, reuse.
Yeah. So we need to start getting our mom's clothes?
No.
Straight up hard No.
But you can give it to Goodwill, and maybe there's some store credit.
They were new. They, cool stuff. They weren't like...
No, I'm not saying they were used, but it's just odd that you just somehow get these socks from your granddad and your dad.
I know.
And in my head, I'm seeing a white sweat socks with the color stripe around it.
No. Yeah, if it was that, I would say I would be a hard no for me too. But no, they were like, he's just crazy. He doesn't
They're
like
wool it. Socks?
He's got some wool ones, some like mostly like dress socks, you know,
okay.
those silk thin, yeah, the simp, thinner ones with like weird paisley and you know, like kind of.
And see, a mom absolutely would notice if you don't have enough socks or underwear or something. Mm-hmm. She would definitely notice.
Let me tell you what happened the last time I wore my mother's clothes. So Ashley and I spontaneously took a trip to Toronto. Mm-hmm. And when we got there, it was like one of those Saturday mornings. I got up early. Alexis had to work. Mm-hmm. Hey, let's take a road trip. So we went, got there. My mother's like, oh, good. You're here. Mm-hmm. Your cousin's getting married. You could go to the wedding. Because it was one of those kind of, he didn't really announce it. It was just like one of those, if you're there, just come to the church. Mm-hmm. I was like, Ma, I really don't have anything to wear because all I bought was these sweats. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, I got some stuff you can put on. Girl, I'll put these clothes on. And my daughter said to me, Ma, you look like Grandma. It wasn't fun.
It wasn't.
It wasn't fun.
And
I went.
Why didn't you just not go?
Because I don't know. Because I really like him.
So you wanna...
But I didn't know he was getting married because he didn't really.
What about run out and buy something kind of inexpensive?
I got there. It was an afternoon wedding.
Oh.
And see, Toronto's congested. Nick, you might know this. Anywhere you go, even if it's like close.
So you felt that was the only option.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
it's like a mega.
I bet you won't go ill-prepared anymore.
Always have a backup set of clothing with you, no matter what.
No matter what. Take something with you.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I'm going to put on something on my mom. Mm. Bless her heart.
Yeah, bless
her
heart.
She's a sweet lady.
Yeah.
But I just don't know that I want to wear something a 60-something-year-old woman is wearing.
Are you doing the Christmas attire? You don't do the Christmas attire, do you?
No. No, I'm not going to decorate my person.
Okay. We did say that at the beginning, didn't we?
No,
That's the one thing. That's the rule.
I told you, the one in my family who does it is my sister. She's all for... She even dressed her daughter up in an elf outfit, and she's 10.
So is she one of those over-enthused people about Christmas? Is it Christmas or is it just a holiday? Would she do that for any holiday or is it just something
like
Christmas?
I think it's just Christmas.
Okay.
And she has like a lot of Christmas sweaters. I don't own one Christmas sweater.
I feel like I should go.
Do you guys have
one.
Christmas sweaters?
No, I don't.
Why?
No ugly Christmas sweater?
No,
not even a nice Christmas sweater?
I've got a Christmas cardigan looking thing that I just got.
In my Christmas cardigan.
But I wear it year round. I mean, okay. I guess I just got it.
Is it green?
No, it's not gray. No, it's like gray and purple
and you,
black.
How is that a Christmas cardigan?
I don't know. It just feels like it is. Like I went, you know, I go to family parties.
You're dressing up as your cardigan?
Yeah, it's my cardigan, something like that.
I feel like I want to make over Henry and Nick. Will you guys let us make you over?
No,
we're
taking over. We're taking over Christmas. You know, we're revamping it.
Like it's gonna be totally different.
New Christmas colors.
You make
black,
your own clothes.
Purple.
Black and purple. Because where did that? He said it's a Christmas sweater, and then he starts talking about black.
There's no hats. Everyone's wearing plastic boots.
No more snow.
No more snow.
You're taking over Christmas.
There's another thing. I hate
Nick, what would you change about Christmas? What's your favorite part about Christmas,
My
Nick?
Favorite part about Christmas.
Other than giving to the homeless guy at the ramp.
I like...
Do you only do that at Christmas or you do that all the time?
Lately I've been doing a little bit
he's
more.
He's a sucker for him like me,
yeah.
too.
So
like,
can I ask you all this? Because this is something I've noticed it's a little odd to me. So, you know, there are homeless people at the off ramps and stuff. Have you ever seen one with a dog?
What's
up with the dogs now?
That's a West Coast thing. I just got back from California. I was out there everywhere.
How do you be homeless and adopt a dog?
Yeah, I've got a weird issue with that too. There's like a bunch
because they're not really homeless. They're kind of
You think they're not really homeless?
Some of them are not. Yeah,
they're like
they're not in corporate America.
Yeah, they're
doing better than us.
Remember hearing about hitchhikers and stuff? Like,
yeah.
That still happens all the time, like in the West Coast.
Really? Because
we were doing this road trip and stuff. And yeah, I just got really pissed off too, just seeing like, all right, you got like two dogs
yeah.
and like you're super skinny and
you're
stuff.
You're supposed to
like,
not be able to take care of yourself, but yeah, you have a dog.
Yeah, exactly. So I get kind of ticked off by that too, especially in the cold weather, like when you see them in
yeah,
this area.
It's just something I noticed in the last year maybe here in Detroit.
Have you ever noticed a shift change?
Mm-hmm. I think there's a big disguise where it might be a lot of like a drug,
yeah,
a drug thing.
Totally.
What do you mean?
Like a...
Like they're selling drugs?
They need money for drugs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. And they just bring the dog along? Is the dog a special touch?
It's a special touch, too. Yeah, they get extra
to make
cash
you feel
that
bad.
Way. Yeah, because they're like, okay, you know.
Yeah, he's got a dog to support.
You ever notice that there's one person per corner?
Yeah.
With a sign?
They space it out.
And then they go, like, one goes from one to three. And then they shift change, they switch.
Yeah.
The other one goes from, like, three to...
It may be a well organized.
I saw the shift change. I sat and watched it.
Well, it's so they've unionized. They got organized, and that's nothing wrong with that. You know, you're homeless. I'm homeless. Let's do this. Why are we both out here?
Especially
you take this shift, and I take this shift.
Where I work, right there at what is it? Bagley and. Right by the lodge.
Downtown.
By MGM.
Oh, wow. That's
yeah, they
cool.
they switch shifts.
That's
like Trumbull and
yeah,
Meg.
That's
Trumbull.
Like right by where
I feel as
is,
if that's
yeah.
a good idea.
Well, yeah.
Then this is one thing I don't
yeah,
like
yeah,
about
totally
this is one
that.
Thing I don't I don't hate it, but I'm not thrilled about it at Christmas time. So at Christmas time, I feel the need to tip larger. And you're already look, I am up to here with tipping. We're going to talk about that one day.
Yeah.
Tipping is just getting ridiculous. So you tip everybody. So I normally tip my dog's groomer. But at Christmas, I always give her a little more. And I don't feel bad. I don't care about giving her more because I don't take my dog as often probably as most people do, like every couple weeks or every, you know, sometimes he's in kind of bad shape when he comes. He's a little scraggly by the time she gets him. So she got to put in a little extra work. So I tip her. So then I know that I go to the car wash. Then I have to tip, you know, the people at the car wash because you kind of feel like you should.
You should make Remy tip.
I should. Mm-hmm. Where's he going to get the money?
From you.
so then tipping, like, you feel like you have to, like, tip. Do you ever feel you need to tip more at Christmas time?
My issue is once you tip somebody, like, let's say you go to a restaurant you like, you go there a lot, you got a waiter that kind of comes to, like, you see them frequently when you go there. Once you tip them, like, a good tip once, then you feel like every time you go there, you got to keep, like, giving. Because I used to deliver pizzas, so I try when I have cash, I try to, like, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to give you a good, get an $8 tip or something. I don't know, whatever the thing is. But
even
like,
if the item is only six?
So that's a big tip.
I'll do, like, tip. At a bar. The other night, I paid $4 for a drink, and I left. For some reason, I felt like, yeah, like you said.
You feel like
I felt
you
like
have
I had to...
to
leave two, and I was like, yeah, I don't know. I want to make sure she's happy, you know? Like, I don't know.
I don't know. What's the etiquette on that?
I don't know. Because I never got tipped.
And then who came up with tipping anyway? We're paying for the service.
Yeah.
I don't feel like that. See, for me, it's 365 days a year. I don't care if it's a holiday or not. It's still a day.
True.
And I don't treat any.
So you don't
feel
that at Christmas time you need to tip a little more?
No.
I do.
I don't have it in me.
I have the guilt.
Maybe.
The Christmas
guilt. It's a
guilt
thing. It's a Christmas. Yeah,
maybe we need to switch hats. Maybe you need
the
nice hat and I'll take the naughty hat. So.
Okay,
but
so
no,
that,
I don't. I don't feel it.
That, and then let me tell you something else. Any of you ever tip your mailman? Because that's a thing too. So in my neighborhood, for a couple years, you know, my mail person is leaving a card for my family personally from him.
He needs to
stop. Oh, he guilt tripped you into it.
He guilt tripped me. So then I realized. You're supposed to tip the mail person. He's giving these cards out.
What's in the card from him? Does he just sign his name or is it just a card?
Your mail carrier. And then so then you're like, okay, am I supposed to tip? But that's how I felt
I think
people are tipping him, and that's why he's doing it.
How about the garbage man? Do you tip the garbage man?
The garbage man doesn't actually have to walk up to my house.
Is that the politically correct name for them?
It is not.
Now I feel bad.
Yeah, I know. The sanitation
engineer. Engineer.
I think sanitation engineers make a lot of money, though, because of that.
So.
And also they work, not harder, but I feel like they
work harder than the post guy?
Oh, yeah.
The postman kind of has to, like, they just roll up to the curb and empty it. The post guy's got to keep walking up to each individual mailbox.
Yeah. Both jobs are tough. Yeah, all my male ladies or male guys, they're always, like, ripped. You know what I'm saying? They're always, like, walking around like, damn, this guy's an operator.
I think they got a good life.
Yeah, I would they can listen to headphones all day.
But would you really want to be a mail carrier?
No.
No.
I think about it. They have rigorous, like, drug testing, I've heard, too. Like, not that that's an issue for me, but, you
know. That's why he don't want to be one.
It's the principle.
I thought he was going to be like, no, they got to work in rain, sleet, or snow.
I'll work in rain, sleet, or snow.
He said they have rigorous drug testing.
I would, you know what? I would be open to being a male person.
It's a cool job.
I know Tosh wouldn't last. Let's just be real here.
But they Tosh,
you would not a lot of seasons last. In Michigan that you got to deal with.
Seasons.
Yeah,
she would not last. She doesn't even like winter. She walks from her parking garage to her job.
Quarter mile.
It's not a quarter mile.
I believe
it's
some of those parking garages.
But how much do you complain about that? How much do you complain about that?
Every day.
So how could you be a mail carrier?
Well, they got a car at least.
They're doing a lot of walking.
It's not a car, but it's a vehicle.
I have a beef with the mail car because why is it like set up on the opposite side?
Right?
Why is it only the mail car?
This is not England.
Yeah, I know. I feel like I'm in.
It's set up like that because when they pull up to your mailbox, they need to be on that side.
That would be the first thing. I would have a problem driving that. Yeah.
Okay, I still have
that. That actually makes complete sense.
That's why.
Henry, are you high?
Because no comment.
My client has no comments at this point.
Oh, he came life. Right on time too.
Thank you. So he's a better attorney than
I. Let me ask you to this. Obviously, well, not obviously. We won't say that. You indulge a little bit in the
Christmas spirits,
in the dark arts.
Yes.
And there's nothing wrong with that. It's about to be like legal if you're 18 and over, I believe.
Yeah, I think it's something
okay.
like that.
And we do want to do a show, actually. We have been talking about doing a show. You guys would definitely want you to join us when we do a show on marijuana.
Absolutely.
He said absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Now, this is one question I do have for you.
Okay.
So you guys can't have a job where you have to be drug tested, right?
I wouldn't want to. I could, to. You know, like
yeah.
You can.
But
you prefer not to.
Yeah, it's like
the corporate America's way of trying to keep you under control.
It's kind of, yeah. It feels like that.
And you two are like, no, I'm not going to be controlled.
You were very animated when you said that.
It's not that, but check it out. It's like drug testing is such a weird word, and then...
Is it that weird?
We're mostly talking about marijuana, but then you're drinking alcohol and you're not tested for alcohol in your work, and you might be having like a water bottle filled with vodka.
This is true.
And your cubicle.
Look, Tosh, how I feel about this. I sincerely don't understand how alcohol is legal and marijuana is not. Yeah. I we'll go into that when we do our show.
I think most people. We had a pretty good conversation about that.
We did. And so we definitely, Henry, you got to come back and join us for that show.
I would love to,
definitely do that. But so anyway, since we got off the subject a little bit, we'll jump back to our holiday stuff. So holiday season, Christmas parties, buying gifts. One thing I don't like about holidays is Black Friday.
Yeah.
The good thing is that the prices you just can't beat.
Mm-hmm.
The bad thing is the stores. This year, I managed to not go out and buy all my Black Friday items online, and it was awesome.
It's a way to do it.
Yeah.
Cyber Monday.
It was absolutely. It was super awesome. And I got what I needed. And then I was still able to enjoy, because now it's like go out on Thursday. So I was able to enjoy my family for Thanksgiving. The next day, I think I waited 2 days to go pick my items up from the store.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really, you know, good.
Why don't you share with us your favorite thing about the holiday season and your least favorite thing about the holiday season? We got 2 minutes left.
My favorite, like I said, I do enjoy just the lights. And even when you go down in certain cities and they just have these tree-lined streets all lit up. Mm-hmm. Trees with the lights on them. And it looks happy and fun. Mm-hmm. So I do enjoy that and the decorating. And some people are actually in the holiday spirit. And you don't see that. You might not see that from them,
right,
you know, otherwise or all year round. The worst thing I have to say, I can't even say spending money because, like I say, at 17, my son only wants some money and mm-hmm. maybe a few items. So I don't have to spend a ton of money, buy my mom something, you know. I don't have to spend a ton of money. I can't say I hate anything about Christmas.
Okay.
Or the holidays.
Well, that's honest.
What about you?
I do enjoy the lights. I think the one thing I enjoy is the family time, because this is the one time of year when I go home that all my cousins are home. Because mm-hmm. I do have a cousin that lives in Berlin now, and her sister lives in Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have another cousin that lives in Montreal, because mm-hmm. she's going to school up there. So this is the one time of year that we actually all get a chance to get together.
Mm-hmm.
I think the one thing, you know, getting on a serious tip, all jokes aside, is that, you know, I'm no longer married.
Mm-hmm.
So I miss the family aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, so now my daughters take turns.
Mm-hmm.
So 1 year they'll spend Christmas with me. This year they're spending Christmas with their dad. Mm-hmm. So that's the one thing I don't like about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about you, Henry?
What do I like about Christmas or what do I not like about
both.
It? Both.
Both.
Well, what I like about Christmas is kind of what you said, is like, there's something about being able to kind of hang out with your family that it's kind of gives you an excuse to, because most of the year you're kind of like, you know, you're caught up in your own, you know, BS or whatever. But there's like this one allotted period every year where it's like, all right, this is the time you're going to hang out with everybody. Yeah. And I like that that's put in place.
And drunk grandpa.
Yeah, drunk grandpa and all that stuff.
What if he wasn't drunk, it wouldn't be right.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Dude. Yeah, you know, it's like, I you know, you got to take everything for what it is. And I really appreciate that for, you know, everybody needs to keep in contact with their family and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I like that. But what I don't like is I just don't like driving in the snow, to be honest. Like, that's like my biggest deal. I don't like winter, you know?
You don't like it.
We
I like
spend
it.
No, a lot more time talking about
are
that.
Are you going to, are you staying on the East Coast? Or are you going to eventually move?
After being out there, I realize I love living here in Michigan personally. Like,
really?
I do, yeah. Mm-hmm. I spent a lot of time out there and stuff, mm-hmm. but I really like Michigan.
Stays crisp.
Yeah, it stays crisp.
I'm
keeps
sure
you
it
on
does.
Your toes. Yeah. There's something like when you're, because a couple years ago, I was in California for Christmas and it wasn't quite
the
same.
That's not the same.
Yeah, this is like you feel like you're actually going through the motions when you're out here. So
What you going to decorate a palm tree? It's not right.
It's not. Yeah, exactly.
How about you, Nick?
Yeah.
What I like about Christmas is exactly that. Some nice days where it's sunny and it's not quite like January, February, and it's very like sad looking,
mm-hmm.
but it's in nice colors. I've noticed like sunsets are like pretty, they look really cool in the winter. Mm-hmm. If it's not snowing and you're not having a terrible day, sometimes things look really nice.
I'm going to start paying more attention to that. I like that.
Oh, yeah. Nick went deep on us.
For real.
That's what I like in the season. Like, we're talking about seasons, mm-hmm. but what I don't like, I guess, is the fact that we feel like we need to get these presents. Mm-hmm. And it's a very weird concept to mm-hmm. me. But then on the other hand, I thought and I was like, maybe it is nice, but I just feel stressed out. I don't know what the best thing to buy.
That's a show. I never know what to get my mom.
But if I did, I would love to spend my money and get them what they really like. But mm-hmm. I hate bad presents.
Everyone else
probably doesn't like bad presents. So it's like,
it's very commercialized now.
Why get it? Why get the stupid thing and then they're probably going to throw it away or they're going to be like,
I don't want to say anything, but I know someone at this table who has thrown away Christmas gifts.
No.
Oh, look at I am me. Too, actually.
I mean, that just adds to the clutter, you know?
I think I, yeah. Yeah.
We need to wrap it up.
We do. And, you know, I totally enjoyed this Christmas special that we had. And
it was fun.
It was fun. And Nick, are you ready to take us out of here?
Yes.
Give us a little bit more of, do you want to give us some more Curtis Blow?
Merry Christmas.
You're not,
oh, yeah, let's do that, yeah.
Let's do that.
We could still say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody, yeah. From Two Divas and a Margarita. And Nick and Henry.